Begin by bringing your attention into your body and consciously generate the energy or the emotion associated with the demon. You want to find how this emotion or this energy is felt in your body, and the best way to do it is by remembering a time when you felt it. So if it's fear, remember a time when you were scared, a recent time. If it's anger, remember a time when you were angry. And just notice where you hold the feeling. Scan your body and find it. And see if you can find the place in your body. Notice if it has a color, a shape, a texture. Does the feeling of the shadow quality have a temperature? That is it hot or cold? Sometimes it even has a sound that it might make. Now, as you become more familiar with the felt sense of this shadow demon, now imagine it as a person, as a demonic person. Let it take a shape and let it seat itself in the chair or on the cushion in front of you. You don't want to try to control the shape. See what shape your fear or your depression demon or your anger demon will take, will emerge. And notice, does it have a gender? Does it have a color? Does it have arms and legs? What are they like? What's the texture of its body? Does it have an age? Is it a particular age? And what's its emotional state? How do you feel when you look at this personified shadow being? How do you feel? So as precisely as possible, see or sense the presence of your demon sitting in front of you. And now you're going to communicate directly with the demon. You'll ask three questions, and you'll ask them out loud. And then as soon as you've asked the questions, get up, physically get up, and change places with the demon. Put yourself, seat yourself on the chair or the cushion, and then you're going to answer the questions. So first, ask the questions. You ask your demon, what do you want from me? What do you really need from me? How will you feel when you get what you need? Now get up, without waiting for an answer, get up and sit down in the seat opposite you. Your eyes are still closed. You're imagining yourself in the demon's shoes. You're imagining yourself as the demon. And take a moment to allow yourself to feel this demon body, this shadow body that you've imagined or intuited or seen, or just the energy if it hasn't been a visual. Feel it in your own body. Feel yourself becoming the demon. And in the demon's shoes, sitting in the demon's place, imagining your ordinary self in front of you, ask, answer these questions. What I want from you is, what I need from you is, you're going to ask them, answer them out loud. When my need is met, I will feel, and just let yourself be present with the recognition of these statements, these sharings, as it were, from your demon. Now, once again, get up from the demon seat and sit back down in your regular seat. And before we feed our demons, we're going to bring our awareness, our attention, into the back heart. So inhaling, feel as we've been doing, that you're inhaling in through the heart and into the back heart. And this time, as you exhale, you're going to allow your awareness to stay, to remain in the back heart. So you're actually observing the process that's about to happen from this very open place, from this spacious presence of the back heart. In other words, what you've done is brought your awareness, your consciousness, your self-sense, behind the body, and you're resting as awareness in the back heart. And with this experience of being seated in the great heart, begin to imagine your body melting into a nectar. It might be liquid, it might be a kind of misty substance. Your body is melting into a nectar that's made of whatever it is that the demon has said that it needs. And you imagine this nectar. Just let it happen. Just let it happen. Imagine that this nectar is being offered to your demon. And imagine that the demon is taking it in, maybe drinking it, or perhaps it's flowing in through its pores. And you just allow yourself to sense your body melting into a nectar or melting into a mist that feeds the demon with the quality, whether it's acceptance or hope or joy or strength, whatever it may be, that the demon has said it needs from you. Just let yourself keep feeding the demon and see how the demon accepts or drinks the nectar. Remember, if it's power the demon needs, you're feeding it power. If it's love, you're feeding it love. And notice, as you keep feeding the demon, notice the moment when it gets satisfied. And in that moment, you'll know it, because you'll feel it, or you'll notice the demon changing shape, or even disappearing or dissolving. Once the demon has been satisfied, this moment, once it's been satisfied, ask it to become your ally. Ask the demon to become your ally, to become your helper. And then notice what form the demon takes as your ally. If the demon has disappeared, if it's dissolved, you can still ask it, ask the space where it's dissolved, to take a form as your ally, and notice what form it takes. The form may show up very quickly, or it may be kind of ineffable. It might be a person, it might be an animal, it might be a bird. And if the form that you see is amorphous, or if it's something like a rock, ask it to take a personified form. And don't worry if you think you're imagining it. The energy of your transformed demon, of your side demon, will take a form for you. And as you become aware of that form, try to see how it looks, see if it has clothes. If it's an animal form, notice its color, whether it has fur or something else. Let it become more and more present in your awareness and notice its energy. Notice the quality of its energy. And now, speaking out loud, ask the ally, how will you help me? How will you protect me? What commitment will you make to me? And how can I gain access to you? Now, once again, sit in the seat opposite you and become the ally. And take a moment to inhabit the ally's body. Feel how it feels to be inside the body of the ally. And now answer the questions. I will help you by I will protect you by I commit myself to you can gain access to me by and now return to your original seat. Your eyes are still closed. Feel that the ally is in front of you. And allow yourself to feel that you're receiving the help of the ally. That the promise, the commitment, the gift that the ally has offered is being received into your body. you're actually experiencing the positive energy of the ally flowing into you. And finally, feel the ally melting into you. Feel that with the breath, you draw the ally into your body, into your heart. And you recognize that these qualities of the ally are now a part of you. And perhaps have always been a part of you. And finally, let yourself be present with the breath, allowing the breath to flow into your body through the heart. Flow out through your body. And simply be present with the awareness of being yourself in this moment. The breath flowing in through the heart into the great heart behind you, flowing out from the great heart, flowing through your body. Take a deep breath in. Be aware of now your body against the seat, your clothes against your skin. And inhaling, let yourself bring your full attention to your feet. Actually, let yourself feel that you are present in your feet, that yourself is present in your feet. And let your attention move up from the feet to the ankles, to the calves. Move up through your body. Letting yourself be present now in your hips and buttocks. In your torso. Feeling yourself present in your back, in your shoulders and arms and hands, and then in your head. And just notice how your energy feels, how your heart feels.